Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. This month, we will be focusing the Trust Project on our finances. This is a difficult area for many of us to trust God with, but it can bring a great deal of peace when we put our faith in Him for our provision. If your husband struggles to trust God with your finances, this would be an excellent challenge to invite him to join you in. We will dive in a moment, but first, I would like to invite you to join me in the Organized Homeschool Life Group on Facebook. Each day, we have a 5-minute mission that will help you to get organized and to have the accountability you crave. Whether you have the Organized Homeschool Life book or not, you will enjoy that extra support. Find it at facebook.com/groups/organizedHS. I would like to thank my sponsor for this episode, The Overcomer Movie.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
On August 23rd, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing.
Overcomer. In theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Oh, you say I'm yours, and I believe.
Now for this week's topic, trusting God with our finances. First, what are the benefits of trusting God with our finances? Well, we won't experience all the negative effects of anxiety, the sleepless nights, the GI distress, and the conflicts that inevitably occur as a result of financial worry. But we will likely make better choices when we are trusting God with our finances as well. Perhaps we won't take risks or a job that isn't a good fit for our family simply for the sake of making more money. When we trust God with our finances, we have the opportunity to see Him provide in ways we never even dreamed of. When we are striving to manage our finances ourselves, we will invariably take the credit for any extra cash that comes our way. We want to ask ourselves things we will stop doing and start doing if we are trusting God with our finances. Maybe we will stop worrying, stop going over and over our accounts, and stop nagging one another about spending habits. Perhaps we will start praying with our spouse specifically about our financial needs, and we will start earnestly looking for God's provision. Perhaps we will start a financial course such as Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. We will ask ourselves the benefits of trusting God in this area. I covered a few of them already, but likely our mood, our health, and our relationships will improve when we are trusting God with our finances. Now, let's discuss the T in trust. It stands for truth. Our scripture to meditate on this month is 1 Timothy 6:17. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Our Bible account is the feeding of the 5,000 from Matthew 14. God isn't hindered by any obstacles in meeting our needs. Whether our spouse is unemployed, the medical bills are mounting, or the economy takes a nosedive, God is still able to provide and provide abundantly. Anytime this month you have thoughts that lead you to mistrust God with your finances, record them on your Trust Project printables. I will have the link to these in the show notes. Respond to these thoughts with truth, whether that truth comes directly from Scripture or from what you know to be true. You might respond to a fear of being bankrupted by dental expenses, which is a thought I have had recently, with a more reasoned appraisal of your ability to cover the expenses with financing, moving money in the budget, or asking God for extra income. The R in trust is for remembering. Remember God's faithfulness to you with your finances. As a single woman, I was terrified that God would not provide for me financially. I had 2 credit cards. I would borrow from one to make the minimum payment on the other. Not the best financial plan, right? When I met my husband, my financial status changed, and so did my money habits. I know God provided for me in the form of my husband, but the truth is, every time before that I feared I would be out on the streets, God also provided for all my needs. The next letter in our trust acronym is U for understanding. What wisdom has God given you in this area? My sister-in-law tells a funny story of her first days as a self-supported missionary. She literally sat at home, waiting for people to call and come over and deliver the finances that she needed to do her work. That is, until her ministry leaders made it clear that she was to go out and ask for support. When I evaluate my single days of financial trial, it's easy to see my errors in judgment. For example, I lived alone in my apartment. Had I roomed with another graduate student, my housing expenses would have been cut in half. Had I paid cash for my recreational activities, I would have realized I was out of money long before I got the overdraft fees that were a regular occurrence in my life. We are blessed to have so much financial wisdom at our disposal. If you need financial education, Crown Financial is another excellent place to start. Listen to their radio program or visit them at crown.org. The S in trust is for supplication. We pray for our financial needs to be met, but we don't dictate how they will be met. I once listened to a pastor's sermon in which he said, "Everyone wants a miracle, but no one wants to be in a position to need one." So true. Sometimes God will miraculously provide your needs financially at the last minute without providing you with the immediate security you crave. For years, my husband and I lived in fear that the company he worked for would go out of business. That fear hung like a cloud over our financial decisions. Of course, we prayed that my husband would keep his job. But one day, after 15 years of fear, it happened. The company was sold, and my husband's commissions were being cut off. Within about 2 weeks, however, my husband was offered a job with a competing company. His work with that company has been a joy. While with the former company, my husband constantly bemoaned the poor customer service and disgruntled customers, the new company made those concerns a thing of the past. Our finances improved as a result of the job loss. We prayed that my husband's company would stay intact, but we are so thankful God answered our prayer in a better way. Our prayer should be for God to meet our financial needs in the best way. The second T in trust is for thanksgiving. You've heard how rich we are in first world countries compared to so many other places. It can be hard to believe that, though, when you're getting bills that you can't pay or you're unemployed. But it's still true that we have advantages that much of the world would and does risk their lives to have. If we are not expressing gratitude for what God has already given us, why should He entrust us with more? I ask that not to invoke fear, but to provoke true gratitude. Let's thank Him today for His provision. One of my favorite books about trusting God with finances is the biography of George Mueller. I find lots of opportunities to talk about this book because I love it so much. Read it to your children and show them how God does provide, especially when our motives match His. We aren't to believe God for a lottery win, but we are to believe Him for everything we need to raise our families and fulfill our calling. You can find the links to the resources I've mentioned in this episode by going to homeschoolsanity.com/trustmoney. Thanks again to the Overcomer Movie for sponsoring this podcast. Join me next week when we will discuss how to avoid drill and kill in teaching language arts. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.